And as promised, we'll now focus together on this really problematic issue where one of you feels turned on and in the mood and one of you doesn't. This creates so much pain, so much disconnect in our intimate relationships, doesn't it? There's no winner in this scenario. I approach you, I'd like to make love, I touch you or hug you or invite you to the bedroom, and you say, no, I'm not in the mood, leave me alone. Nobody wins there. I'm rejected, I'm hurt, being human, that may trigger some anger or criticism. Hopefully not if you've been working hard with the intimate and thrill portions of this program, but goodness sakes, we're human and we all fail sometimes. So I may say, oh, you never want to, or oh, you don't love me. For the person who's approached, if you approach me and I'm not in the mood and you want to relate to me in a sexual way and I say, no, leave me alone, I don't want to, it's no fun for me either. I feel like a failure. I might feel like all you ever do is paw me. I'm just a sex object to you. You kind of barked at me all day and were crabby with the kids and now you want to make love, leave me alone. It's a really, really difficult, really sad disconnect. There's no winner. There are two people who lose and who feel hurt in their intimate connection, who've, you know, put a little arrow in the quiver, rather in each other's heart. So it impairs intimacy, it impairs thrill, and it certainly impairs our sensual life. I'm going to challenge you to really work with this aspect of your relationship, the one of you wants to and one of you doesn't problem. Remember how I said it would be critical to explain, as I did, the difference between the mind of desire and the body of arousal? You betcha, baby, because that's what we're now going to use to lead you towards rehabilitating in this part of your sexual life, your sensual life, the no, leave me alone, I don't want to part. Okay, you ready? Here's your exercise. I want you to practice this diligently for the next month, for the rest of your lives. Never say, I'm not in the mood, ever again. Write it down. Never say, I'm not in the mood, ever again. Are you kidding me, Dr. Cheryl? Wait a second. Do you notice I didn't say, always be in the mood? I just said, don't say, I'm not in the mood, ever again. Bear with me here. Picture the following scenario. You're in the kitchen, you're preparing lunch, and you're in the middle of a very busy, somewhat stressful day. You've just got off the phone with your kid's teacher, the kid's been in trouble, and you're worried about the fact that the taxes are due tomorrow and you really need to finish that last little bit of your tax return. And you're in the middle of cooking lunch. Your sweetheart comes into the kitchen in an amorous mood, slides their hands around your waist from behind, snuggles up against your back, gives you a kiss on the back of the neck, and says, so, I've got an hour. You want to go to bed? Freeze frame right there. Stepping back and looking at that, that's actually a really beautiful moment. It's a beautiful moment that this person has come in and embraced us and kissed our neck and said, so, I've got an hour. You want to go to bed? What a sexy, beautiful, sweet, wonderful invitation. Okay, back to reality. Because many of you are now picturing that scenario and going, oh my goodness, yuck. And what would you do if that happened? Unfortunately, for a lot of us listening, the reaction wouldn't be, ooh, what a sweet invitation. The reaction would be, leave me alone. Can't you see I'm busy? I'm not in the mood. Yeah. And that quickly, we've broken a connection. Do you hear how that is not intimate speech? Do you hear how that is not intimate body language? Shrugging someone off. Leave me alone, I'm busy. No, I'm not in the mood. Buzz off. This is such a common problem. In fact, I don't know if I've ever come across a relationship where this wasn't at least occasionally a problem. So here is your teaching for the next month/lifetime. Never say, I'm not in the mood, ever again. Here's the scoop. Of course you're not in the mood. You're cooking lunch, you just got off the phone with your kid's teacher, so you're all worried and upset and stressed about that, and you need to finish your tax return. This is not a great setup for feeling horny. You're not weird, you're not bad, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not horny! So sweetheart approaching in an amorous mood ain't changing your horniness status, it's just annoying you, it feels intrusive, you're like, ah! Instead of saying, I'm not in the mood, and making him or her skulk out of the kitchen like a scolded child, what if you took a moment and breathed and relaxed into those embracing arms and leaned your head back against his or her shoulder or chest a little bit and said, oh, you know, ask me later, sweetie. Ask me later. Wow. Do you get this? I didn't ask you to be horny. And I certainly didn't ask you to turn off lunch and go have sex, although I think that's a great possibility. And as you cultivate this, that may indeed be what happens. But for the moment, I simply ask you not to reject your partner by saying, I'm not in the mood. Instead, say, I don't know. I'm really busy. Ask me later. It's not a rejection. It's a possibility.